Prologue. Life is a series of choices. Where will you go today? What will you eat? Who will you talk to? What will you talk about? As monotonous and unchanging as everyday life may seem, everyone finds themselves faced with these tiny, seemingly insignificant choices. There's more to it than that, of course. Some choices are monumental. If you were to use video game terms, let's say for a visual novel, then perhaps you could call these the pivot points at which your life diverges down a separate route. Of course, life's not really a game. You can't just save or reload. Someone, can't remember who, once said that life has no resets, only an off switch. Anyway, point is, some of your choices are permanent, never to be undone. But what if you'd made a different choice at one of those crucial forks in the proverbial road? How might your future have played out? It all started during a long vacation from work. My little sister showed up at the crack of dawn, banging her fist against the door to the apartment where I lived alone. I forced myself out of bed, still groggy, and unthinkingly cracked the front door open. Big mistake. My little sister took this as her cue to barge in and shove a paper bag into my hands. It looked like a gift bag at first blush, but a glance at the contents revealed a video game case and a USB flash drive. Is this supposed to be a present? No, the game's cover is all wrong. That's definitely a girl surrounded by a bunch of sexy guys. In other words, it was a dating sim. Specifically, an Otome game. I scratched my head, hair disheveled. My eyes moved from the bag to my smiling sister.
So, what's this?
She had the nerve to sigh, as if exasperated that I hadn't read her mind. With both hands planted on her hips, she leaned forward and sneered up at me, her eyebrows raised. That look always pissed me off. After a moment of silence, she realized she had no choice but to explain. She huffed.
It's a brand new Otome game that I was really looking forward to, but the difficulty is insane. There's no way I can clear it. You're on a long vacation, yeah? Why don't you clear it for me then? It's not like you've got anything better to do.
She had piqued my interest at the mention of a steep difficulty curve, but the last line ruined it. Her disparaging comment got right under my skin. Wild assumption, but sure, I snapped at her. Whatever. Why's this one so difficult anyway? All you gotta do in this kind of game is pick the right choices for your route and maybe finish a minigame. Most dating sims had the player directing the main character through actions and dialogue, chosen from a small set of options. Skill wasn't really a factor in that kind of thing. All you had to do was test the choices to figure out which ones got the results you wanted. In fact, if you wanted to eliminate the guesswork, there were always plenty of walkthroughs and guides online. My little sister already knew all that. She'd played a ton of these Otome games and 100%ed all of them.
I thought the same thing at first, she said. And that works well enough for the romance portions, but the other two parts of the game are a real slog.
What other two parts?
The adventuring and the battles are stupid hard. We're talking nightmare-level difficulty.
Her face puckered, brows furrowed.
See, it's got this RPG-ish adventuring section. I could put up with that, I guess. But the minute war breaks out in the plot, it adds a turn-based tactical sim.
But why? Why would anyone stuff such unnecessary mechanics into an Otome game? Sounded like they were throwing everything in the kitchen sink at the wall to see what stuck. Still, as a guy, I was legitimately interested in the mechanics she described. If the game were a galge, a dating sim made for guys with a dudely protagonist and girls to romance, I'd hop right on and snag myself a copy. The same couldn't be said for my little sister. She saw this gameplay as pure nuisance.
No matter what I do, I get stuck midway through. I haven't managed to clear it even once, she grumbled. You're pathetically obsessed with this kind of game, though. You could totally breeze through it, right?
Seriously, does she have to piss me off every time she opens her mouth?
And sure, I was interested in what she described.